Have you tried changing your health year on year, resolving that this year things are going to be different, but nothing seems to change? Oftentimes, when things are not changing, we are following many wellness myths and not looking at the full picture, including our nutrition, recovery, stress management, leaving out mind-body connection. I want to introduce you to Wellness Redefined, a new podcast from Rufilion Media that's here to dispel all your myths about wellness and fitness while sharing stories of how we've redefined what it means to be healthy. On each episode, we'll be talking to experts from all walks of life who will share their own unique wellness journey and offer their perspective. I am your host, Tamika Rochester, founder and CEO of Harlem Cycle, a premier wellness space in New York City with a focus on indoor cycling. I've been an advocate for wellness since as early as I can remember. So if this sounds like something that could help change your life, go ahead and pause the show you're listening to and subscribe to Wellness Redefined on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we're rolling.
Oh, hey.
Hey. So we were talking about my nightstand?
Yeah, I just told Brooke we weren't rolling yet, but I just told her that her nightstand, she looks like she's in an old folks home.
I really do. Oh, my God. So I've got my breakfast.
Yeah, you jerk.
A humidifier.
Breakfast in bed. What'd you say?
A humidifier.
You are an old lady.
It's dry here. I've got a headband. I've got some boob pads I took out of my sports bra. And in that box is actually for us. It's for podcast stuff.
Oh, nice.
It's for a new ad. Oh. Oh, I don't want to do that. I don't talk about it right now.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Forget it. Just stay tuned, guys.
I've got my mom gave me lavender essential oil to put in my humidifier. So nice. I have that. I have my St. George silver spray. Keep me healthy. I've got our friend photo behind it.
Oh, nice. Nice.
I'd move it, but. My head.
Viking party?
Yeah, right there.
There it is.
I've got some hair gummies.
Nice. Keeping that hair nice.
I've got Aquaphor. Uh-huh. My lips get dry at night. I've got mail. That's a bunch of old shit. One of which is my room. I mean, it's stuff I need to take I've been starting to get all the tax documents. I've just been trying to keep them together so I can take them to my CPA. I've got my oral and facial surgeons, for my wisdom teeth.
For your wisdom teeth?
Yeah.
When is that?
Haven't scheduled it yet.
Oh, I can't wait for that. You're just going to have the biggest little chubby face. So cute.
I've got some lotion, Aveeno.
Uh-huh.
And I also have another lotion that's for my feet. My mom gave me. Works really great. Nice. Yeah.
And Utah's dry. That's the theme of your nightstand.
Utah's dry.
Utah's dry. It's dry here.
Dude, if you guys follow us on Instagram, you guys should follow us on Instagram, even though we're still getting the hang of running more than just one Instagram. Okay?
I don't even run my own.
I feel like... Oh, man. I feel like it'd be so funny to have everyone take a photo of what's on their nightstand.
I'm like...
You don't have anything on your nightstand.
I don't really have anything on my nightstand. I have a water, a magazine, tea, my glasses, and then some tchotchkes.
But you have a house.
I know.
You know what I mean? Know. My house is in this room.
You're like, this is where I live.
Yeah, because
just in here.
I can't leave stuff downstairs, I try to make sure all my shit's not, my mail's not on my mom's counter. Never. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Understandable.
Yeah.
Well, I'm jealous of your food.
Guess what? I'm getting my eyebrows done today.
Ooh, oh, nice. Ooh.
But not microbladed. There was a girl in town here, as you know, it makes me nervous to let anyone do anything to my face or my hair, right. Really to any part of me. Listen to that
again. Okay. Trust issues.
I might let it. I might not be as worried. Unless I know where it's been. Okay. Starting off strong.
Those are wondering what Brooke just said. Go watch the video.
Yeah. I said a big dick. That's what I said.
Did you just forget what you were saying?
Yeah, I did.
You said that you were nervous about people doing things to your face.
Oh, yeah. I'm getting my eyebrows done today.
Yeah, yeah.
I went running this morning.
Oh, good.
Got up to go to the gym. Got up to go to the gym at 7. Was leaving the house about 7:30 to go to the gym. Got there because I was like, okay, we're podcasting early because I can't sweat. I need to be able to work out. I got a shower and I can't sweat after getting my eyebrows done, but I'm not getting them microbladed.
What do you do?
I'm going to do the laminate your eyebrow thing.
You're gonna laminate your brows?
Yeah.
I've never heard of that.
Really?
What is it?
It's very popular. No. It's basically like, I feel like what they do to your brows, it's what they do to your eyelashes when you get them like lifted. It's an eyebrow lift.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which I need to do. I don't know. I've been started getting my eyelashes done again, but now I haven't made another appointment and they are very sparse.
It's like when there's just like the one little
yeah,
guy.
Yeah, I have one out the side here. I'm like, what's yeah. wrong with me? I'm a mess.
So what's with laminate?
So they do it to your brows and they brush them like up. You know how like if you don't, you put in like brow gel to like get them to stay in place. Yeah. So she'll laminate them. That's what they call it. Or they call it just a brow lift. So they'll go up and stay more up and out, you know, the way you'd like in brow gel for. Yeah. But it lasts longer. Like it lasts. I don't know if you'd probably have to.
But it's not like filling them in.
No. And then she'll tint them.
I wouldn't have enough brow hair for that to even do anything.
You wouldn't have enough eyebrows?
No, I wouldn't have an affair. It's like I plucked so much when I, you know, the 90s.
Yeah, I wanted to. There's a girl in town that's really good at microblading, apparently, and she couldn't take on a new client, so she gave me names of two girls that she recommended, but. I like to get my eyebrows microbladed. I can't just like, I got to like go to like, you did my friends. Theirs look bomb. I'm going to see
Courtney
you.
Courtney just had hers done.
Yeah. They looked great.
So good.
This other girl that she knew that she recommended, she does the brow lift and tint and I can go just get them shaped. And I was like, perfect. I haven't had my eyebrows waxed or anything in so long.
I know. I just feel like everybody's falling apart during COVID. My nails never look so bad. My toes, it's just embarrassing. I won't even take my socks off at home because I don't want to look at them.
Well, I had the one toenail that I about lost from climbing.
Oh, that's right. Did you lose it?
No, but it's like, you know, it's slowly growing out, but it's still going to take so long for it all to like be attached again. And when I was in Salt Lake, I was in my hotel room and I was kneeling on the floor, like leaning on my bed. Like looking at my phone or for something. And I just got my toenails, finally got a pedicure. Okay.
Oh, nice.
And then I just like moved my feet away from the bed and that toenail caught the carpet and ripped it up. Oh yeah. And it was bleeding.
Ow.
So it's still like, now I just keep like a Band-Aid on it, trying to just keep it flat. Yeah. Cause I'm like, I really don't want it. I don't want to like have it come off. And also I don't want to catch it on anything again.
That hurt.
Which I might.
It's like when I lost my toenails in Vegas.
Yeah. Scary looking.
Lost both my big toes.
Scary looking.
Only me.
But worst case scenario, girl.
Only
Dude,
me.
But if you could grow back two toenails, I can grow back one.
I know. I just remember us looking it up. So you guys, I don't know if we told the story, but we went to Vegas and I was wearing terrible shoes and I lost both of my big toenails, like the entire thing from like behind the cuticle. It was disgusting.
Yeah, remember when you finally pulled it off?
Oh my God. It was, I have pictures of it. It is disgusting. And we were reading, we were looking up like how long does it take for toenails to grow back? And it said like, what was it, like a year and a half or something?
Or they might not. Sometimes,
or they might not at all. So for the longest time, I was just painting the skin on my toenails. They grew back. They grew back.
Oh my gosh.
It was a very long process. But anyway, well, hi guys. Welcome to Between the Reps with Brooke and Gina.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we forgot that's what we're doing.
Yes. Good morning.
We thought that today, well, you're coming here.
Yes, I'm driving to Santa Cruz. Not pumped about the drive. The drive is so long. But
you got a new truck?
Got a new truck. I'm driving that out. So I'm going to be able to get some stuff out of my storage unit to bring back with me. And I'm really driving out there because so Gina can see it.
I know. I can't wait.
I was like, I don't want to drive out there. I'm like, yeah, just put a bunch of miles on my brand new vehicle that's not brand new. And my mom's like, yeah, but Gina hasn't seen it yet. I was like, I know. I'm going. I'll drive 10 hours. Okay. Sure, I'll sit in the car for an entire day. Why not?
Thanks, baby. and then you're going to be here for close to
a month.
Rest of the month, or?
For sure the rest of the month.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And so, yeah, we'll be the podcast in person. It's going to be so much better. Yeah, podcasts in person are so much better.
So much better.
And we're finally going to have our guest on that we've been just hyping up.
I know. Everyone's like, you're
she's
lying.
Coming. And then it's like, next month.
You guys are just going to keep doing this shit from your bed. Dumb.
They're like, all right, we're done with y'all.
So, first of all, there were a couple emails that came in that I wanted to, because I don't know.
Let's do these first, and then we'll do our questions.
This is from, I don't know if I should read her name because I don't think she's supposed to be listening at work. And so many people listen to this, so she might get caught. So we'll just call her M. Says, hi, ladies. I've been binging on your podcast and Spotify almost daily. I always listen to at least one during my night shift. Helps the time more enjoyable. So when you do 1 hour or longer, I ain't mad. I wanted to help with the ratings and I completed the survey attached. I don't know if there's anywhere I can do a review. I have an Android phone and I searched to do a write-up review, but no luck. Anyhow, let me know. I never do reviews, but I'd gladly do one for you ladies. Well, thank you.
Yeah.
You know the answer to that?
Well, I feel like you should be able to write them on Apple, maybe.
She has an Android.
Mm.
Oh, you mean like?
Like wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Yeah, I think that is the review, isn't it? We sound so stupid.
Here, let me Google it.
Let me Google it.
Where?
I mean, I think that if you just review it, if she filled it out, then I think that's it. But we appreciate you wanting to review us. So thank you. She had another question while you looked up. Lastly, I noticed you both always mention 5-star warnings. I've never heard anyone say this. It's your typical rate, review, subscribe. 5-star warning sounds bad, LOL, or odd to me. 5-star for explicit language? Maybe I'm missing something because I don't have an iPhone. Would you be able to clarify to your listeners? Okay, so.
Really, it's like a lot of the stuff that we say doesn't make any sense. Okay.
No, it doesn't. And it just became this ongoing thing. We said it jokingly one time. I think we were in the studio with Mark when we first started.
Mm-hmm.
And we were asking him, what do we say again? Because we kept having to remember that we had to say this stuff. And I think one time Brooke said, or 5-star warning, like warning, don't
yeah,
listen
like
to us.
You guys might want a warning.
Like you might want to not listen to this. So that's where 5-star warning came out. And so that's why we continue to do it every time. Because it is a warning. And it says, keep up the terrific work. I'm technically not supposed to be listening to anything. Earbuds are banned at work, but I'm able to hide it under my hair. I often find myself laughing or grinning with a big smile. Thank God for masks. Otherwise, I'd get caught. You help my 10-hour shift go much more lighter. You help my 10-hour shift much more lighter and make my night. Well, thank you. We love you, Em.
Fix my picture.
Huh?
Oh, no. I kept trying to make myself look better, but I guess it doesn't really matter.
It doesn't work.
Yeah.
I've tried.
All I found when I was Googling it for the reviews is through iTunes. But if you have an Android, I don't know if you can still have iTunes. You can still have iTunes, I think. But I would Google it.
We'll ask Mark.
Yeah, we'll ask Mark.
Ask Mark and let you know on the next one.
Because I know that like through the podcast app for Apple, you can write a review. I would just Google it. Yeah, and
that's our purpose.
We're not here because we're smart. You know what I mean? Freak. I wish it was. I wish we were.
I wish it was.
I wish it was. Dude, I am. Wait. To be honest, you guys, like, I'm way smarter than sometimes I sound. I really am.
You are. I feel like we're both a little bit smarter than we sound.
We are.
Hopefully. Whoa.
What? Oh.
Something just popped up on my computer and it went. Burr. That's weird.
Yeah, we keep the 5-star warning thing going just because we've been doing it for so long. We also understand that, like, by the time someone gets the warning, it's the end of the episode, so it's a little late.
That's right. But it's your warning for the next one.
Yeah, it's like, hey guys, if you made it this far and you want to turn
an hour of your life,
you have another opportunity to never come back. Nick, what's the other email? The other email.
It was just that Marguerite Keating wrote in, and she gave us some, says hair, sleeping, and silk pillowcases. Ooh. Oh my God, y'all need these. And she sent us a link. It's www.silklondon.com.
Okay, I saw that. I definitely came across that company when I was deep in the interwebs searching for silk hats.
The interwebs.
Silk hats.
Deep.
I have a new one. It's in my... You want to see it?
Oh, is that where you got that one?
No, but that was... I came across that brand when I was looking for one.
Hat?
I got to Salt Lake to meet Devin, and Devin goes, oh my God, I got you something. And I was like, what? And she pulls out...
One?
Yes, she pulls out this one. She had this one and another one that she bought at CVS.
Oh, wow.
This one for sure is a baker's hat.
That is a baker's hat.
But...
That's like a bean bag.
Yeah.
Oh, it's silk on the inside.
Pretty, but yeah, it's pretty roomy, which was kind of nice. Oh, continue.
Oh, sorry. I was just trying to spell it out. Spelled kind of different. It's silkelondon.com. She said it's an absolute game changer for those who don't want to wash your hair often and have good hair the next day, combined with a silk pillowcase. Works great. I have two. I give them to all my girlfriends as gifts. That's a great gift. But buy from somewhere in America, so shipping isn't insane. And then she sent another link, and then she goes, okay, yes, not super sexy, but like, who cares?
For real.
All right.
Here's this just so, funny that's not super sexy, and I've like been hiding it.
Oh, what?
And my mom caught me. So funny. But she was like, oh my God, you look so cute. I was getting in the shower, gone from the gym, and I was in my bathroom. And I had bought this, like, it's like a black and white striped shower cap.
Yeah.
And it has
You have become an old lady.
It has a bow on it. I got it from like Walgreens. Yeah. And I was like, oh man, maybe I should just wear a shower cap because when I don't want to wash my hair, I just pull it up.
Right.
You know?
But then like the moisture gets on it.
Yeah, moisture gets on it. And so I was like, I bought it and I've tried it and I was like, oh, it's super nice. Not cute. You know?
When I get a shower cap.
I roll my hair like into a small like low bun. And then I'll put it on. And when I first am like working it on, dude, next time I should have all my shit that I want to show everyone just right here. Guys, what? Look at this.
It's on your lap.
Look at this weird shit that I found. So I put it on, and when I first put it on, it's almost like this really cute beret. It looks like it's kind of like a cute beret. And every time I put it on, I'm like, dude, I should buy a beret. Like, that's really cute. But then the second I get like all the hair, because like, you know, my bangs and stuff. The second though I get like my bun tucked in and my hair put in, and then I like put it behind my ears, I'm like, wow.
Wow. This is a different look.
Yeah. But I was in the bathroom, like naked, got my shower cap on, showers on, my door shut, and my mom comes up and she knocks and just opens the door and she goes, oh, look at your cute shower cap. And I was like, I totally forgot I had it on. And up until this moment, I just would use it, take it off, and like put it in the drawer.
Hide it.
Like I'm ashamed. Gosh. What's happening to me? I have a humidifier next to my bed, all of my mail, wearing nighttime bed caps, just like doing anything I can to try and help my hair.
Look like you're staying in a hospital.
This is how ridiculous. I was at my niece and nephew's play soccer, little savages, and they have a tournament going on. Yesterday, I spent the day going to a couple of the games, and we're at my nephew's game, and there's a couple girls on his team, and both of them have just this long, thick ponytail. They're like 13, and I'm sitting in the stands like, oh.
You're just like, I'm bringing scissors to the next game.
Just like.
Just chop it off.
I hope that all falls out. No, I have so much, what's the word? I admire it and like, I'm so jealous of it. I am envious of people that just grow so much hair. Yeah.
No,
it's, I mean, good for them, you know?
Yep. You got other things. Oh. You got other things.
I do.
Real funny.
Anyways, yeah, those are working out great. I do notice a difference how my hair feels in the morning when I take that off versus when I'm just like on my pillow, like rolling around all night.
How you sleep?
I move a lot.
Like a bag swirling under the covers.
I move a lot. Switch from side to side, and it's like, you know, like little babies when they get like, they lose their hair when they're sleeping in their crib because they are on the same, they rub on the same part of their head.
On the back of their head.
I feel like that's what I've done to myself my whole life.
Like on each side. They just have like a little old man horseshoe haircut.
Yes. That's me.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor. You can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings. But I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
All right. Well, so today, guys, today's episode.
On today's episode.
We're in 25 minutes of talking nonsense. We were going, I got this game from Ruby's boyfriend, Christian, and it's called Who's Most Likely To?
Yes.
So I was going to read a couple, and then we'll decide between the two of us who would be most likely to do this.
I can't wait. Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah, oh yeah. I've been waiting
for
this.
Likely to, or would take the last parachute?
You. She wouldn't ask either. You'd have like a group of people. This is how it would go down. There'd be a group of people. There's three, you know, whatever. And we're all like, we recognize like, oh my God, the plane's going down. There's five of us and there are only four parachutes. Gina's already gone. The rest of us are trying to like care. Like, but we're all just like, all right, what do we do? And Gina's like, whoa, how do I open this thing?
Oh my God. And it would mostly be, I've done that before, where I take the last of something, not realizing it. It would be like, oh, there weren't enough parachutes? Who's gone? Who's missing from this group? Every man for themselves. All right. Could pass for a homeless person. I think it would be me.
No.
No? It'd be you?
It'd have to be me.
I think it'd have to be me.
You know? It'd be me. Like on one of my my worst days of CBH. You know? Like bad CBH. In like, out in like my ripped up jeans, like an oversized t-shirt, my Birkenstocks. Like I could definitely, I could somewhat pass as like a transient in Santa Cruz. You know, like maybe not homeless, but like I choose that life. Like that's what it would be.
Yeah.
Not often. This is not, I mean, that's not like a look I'm into, you know, but it happens sometimes.
We were walking. This was years ago. We were walking downtown with, I was walking with a friend of mine and she, we had just gotten done with dinner and she had her leftovers. And if you go to downtown Santa Cruz, for anyone who hasn't been there, there's a lot of homeless people. And this, we're all four, it was my ex and I and her and her husband, and we're walking down the street and there's this woman with this guy walking in front of us and she offered her leftovers to this woman and she just looked at her like, what? We're on our way to a movie. Like, it wasn't even a homeless person. She just made an assumption. She just made an assumption based on her clothing.
Oh. Dude.
It was Sarah.
Oh my gosh. It would have been Sarah. Like, just so sweet.
So sweet, but like, just kind of.
Like, just such an innocent gesture, too. Just like.
Woman.
Oh,
wasn't dressed well enough and figured she was homeless. Okay. Who's most likely to be convinced of anything? Not me. I'm too skeptical.
You're a huge skeptic. I mean, if it was between the two of If it was between the two of us, it would be me. Because okay. I'm skeptical, but you're a six.
I am.
You know what I'm saying?
I am. I'm extremely. anytime anybody tells me anything, I'm like, nah, that's probably not true.
unless they're convincing you like that they're a nice person and you should be friendly to them. Because you right there, if it's in that terms of things, you 100% that's you. It's not you if it's convincing you of anything that could potentially be dangerous.
Right. Right. or even help you.
Yes.
Nah.
No.
I'm good where I'm at. No. All right.
Or compliment you. No.
No. Most likely to have peaked in high school.
Neither.
Me.
You did not.
I mean, between the two of us, we both, I think I've definitely gotten better with age.
Me too.
But I think between the two of us, I think you were definitely probably more popular in high school.
But peaked in high school means like.
Like you're at your top.
Yeah. I probably wasn't even getting to what could be considered like a cool kid. Like really?
Yeah.
In terms of, let's say, peaking as like being someone who's cool, like a cool kid, popular kid. I had friends. I mean, I was definitely that. When I was growing up, going into sixth grade, and then going into middle school, I went to a whole new school, all new kids, knew nobody because they changed the school boundaries. I met my best friend from high school when I was in ninth grade. Yes. And she was a cool kid. Without her like knowing she was a cool kid, she was just a great, she was on the cheerleading team. No, she was a cheerleader. She was also like on the dance team. Super funny.
She was like a cool kid, but a nice kid.
Yes. And her and I were inseparable. But like I always said, so she moved our junior year. No, our junior year. And so I had to go to my senior year by myself. And her and I were inseparable for like 3 years of school. And so I hung out a lot with a lot of like the cool kids. But it's almost as if I never really recognized or accepted the fact that like I too was friends with everyone. I think like it was a lot easier for me growing up. I liked to be the center of attention when I was young. Like I loved like entertaining people. But as I got older, I was insecure, and so it was so much easier for me to be in the background of her. Because Kelsey, I'm pretty loud and outgoing, but like I'm not, you know, like I'm pretty introverted. It depends on the group, depends on what we're doing,
right?
And so that's how it was with Kelsey. Like I was always outgoing, but she was always louder than me. Super funny, like way more outgoing, and I was more introverted. So when she left, and then when she left, I was like,
"Oh, by myself."
Yeah, and then you know that helped me kind of come into my own a little bit my senior year, and that was actually the first year I started noticing that like guys noticed me, which makes sense. It was like when I was by myself. It was like when I was by myself, because before that it was like I was you. No, I know her.
No. Exactly.
I know. I'm Kelsey.
Oh, no,
Kelsey, if you're listening to this, I love you. I miss you. But yeah. I don't know.
Okay. Sorry. Did you say you loved and missed me?
Kelsey. I said, Kelsey, if you're listening to this, I love you. Oh. I miss you. But I also, I do love and miss you.
No, I know. If you said it to me and I didn't say anything back, I thought that would be weird.
Yeah, it would be rude.
It was so rude.
So rude.
Okay. Most likely sits at a stop sign waiting for it to turn green.
I've done that. I've definitely done that. But that's like.
I feel like we both done that.
That's not like a normal thing. You know that day when me and you were driving and you're like, man, I'm really driving like shit today.
Yeah, exactly.
Because we were hungover?
Yep.
That would really be a day. That'd be the day that we'd pull up to a stop sign and stop and wait. Oh, shit, it's a stop sign. It's not a light. But at least we would be stopping at it.
What assholes.
At least we'd be stopping at it.
What?
I said at least we'd be stopping at it. And like waiting.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Not like blowing through it.
Yeah, just moving slow.
Laugh at jokes they don't get. I feel like I laugh at everything. So I probably would, but I'd probably say, I don't get it.
Can we say Daniel? Can we deflect this one to Daniel?
Yeah.
Because he for sure does.
He for sure
does. He hates not knowing what you're talking about. He goes, I get it, but Gina but Gina didn't understand that. Can you explain it to her?
Exactly.
Yeah, he did it a few times out here. It was so funny.
Volunteers to ride in the trunk of a car.
I'd probably do that.
I feel like either one of us would.
Oh, both would. We'd both be like, oh, I mean, okay, we'll go together. We'll get back. Let's see if we both can fit.
They're like, but, yeah, exactly. Or, you know, they're like, guys, there's a bunch of seats left in the trunk for no reason.
Just let us out.
Oh. Who's most likely to be a fucking pushover?
You.
I know.
Gina.
100%. Okay. Oh. Who wouldn't care if they got caught masturbating? You.
Depends on who caught me.
That's true.
Oh, man. I mean, I've definitely done it in situations where it was like, I could get caught right now, but that was almost part of the fun. What's the weirdest place you've ever masturbated?
What, say that again?
What's the weirdest place you've ever masturbated?
I don't think there is a weird place.
Just like in your room? Your house?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, just in my room. I mean, I've had kids forever.
That's true. In my car.
Just like out. I know you have in your car.
In the parking lot. You guys, I went through a phase, okay? It was like I wasn't competing anymore. I wasn't training. It was like, I think it was like when I was recovering from my spinal surgery, wasn't it?
It was.
I just like hadn't.
I remember one.
It's like my sex drive was. My sex drive was.
Gym.
It was. My sex drive was through the roof, man. It was frustrating. It wasn't even fun. It wasn't nice. It was like really irritating. It was like I was getting so horny, like at like times when that's just not. It's such an uncomfortable feeling. It's an uncomfortable feeling, and I feel like there's probably so many people who can relate to this, whether it's like moments in the gym or something. But I feel like because I had taken time off from training so much, like overtraining. And then I was starting to come back, but I was like now training a healthy amount and not overdoing it. I just was so horny all the time.
No, I remember. I think you went out to your car and you came back. You're like, I had to go outside. I was masturbating in the car. I was like, okay, girlfriend, you do you, babe.
I mean, no one was out there. Oh my gosh.
Like you're like some creep. You're like, it wasn't like a parking lot at a school.
Dude.
Okay, who's most likely to fall off a roof?
You.
Me, for sure.
You, 100%.
Me.
That's why when we were cleaning my roof, God. You stayed on the floor. I mean, on the ground.
Yeah, exactly. No, we had some crazy weather when I was with you in Montana.
Yeah.
Utah and Montana. And
yeah, everything, so the wind was crazy.
Windstorms here. Yeah, they had crazy windstorms here. So Daniel was staying here and he was sending me pictures of all the things that were flying off the deck and all this stuff. And at one point I have a sectional couch that I have a cover over. And he said, oh, the cover blew up, but I put it back down. I said, oh, great. So I got home and about 4 days later, because I don't use it during the winter, so yeah. It's still under the, you know, still covered. And I look and I'm looking out the window and there is a giant cushion in the tree on the Felton Empire Road yeah. side
yeah.
of my fence. And I'm like, oh my God, I think that's the cushion to my couch. So I pull the cover off. There's two cushions missing. They were both in trees on the other side of the fence. So I had to crawl up on my fence. And on that side of the fence, it's about 30 feet down
yeah.
to the road. And I'm up in the tree with a rake trying to get it, like teetering over the fence. Totally stupid of me. And I look down and there's this mom walking with this little kid. And she can kind of see me up through the branches. And I see her, because I'm looking straight down. She's looking up and she goes, Mommy, there's a lady in that tree.
Okay, I take it back. Most likely to look like someone thinking you're a homeless person. It's definitely you.
Exactly. I know, exactly. And so I'm like up there and I said, oh, honey, I'm sorry if I scared you. I'm just getting my couch cushion. Like that.
Homeless.
The lady's kind of grabbing her kid and walking really quickly, like, oh my God. Crazy lady.
I'm just happy you didn't fall out of the tree or off the fence.
I didn't fall out. Has an emotional breakdown when Netflix isn't working. I watch TV more than you. It's probably me.
I mean, would definitely be you. I was trying to think of like, when would a moment be that I would have an emotional breakdown? And it's like when I get anxiety sometimes. If I was like going through some anxiety and I like was trying to like calm myself down by, usually if I'm having like an anxiety attack, certain things, there's a few, depends on where I'm at, but like certain things will make me feel better. And usually it's like, I have to take my clothes off and get in pajamas. Like something comfortable. Because I'm usually in like gym clothes, right? Tight clothes.
I was thinking like masturbating. So.
Gina! Well, guys, I'm really stressed out right now. I need everyone to get out of my car right now. I'll be right back.
I gotta take all my clothes off.
It's like those weirdos that have to get fully naked to go to the bathroom. People do that. I had no idea that was a thing. There are people that literally, like, to go to the bathroom, like, they'll take all their clothes off to go poop or to go to the bathroom. Get fully naked to like go to the bathroom.
Okay.
In fact, if any of you are those people, if any of you listening also get fully naked to go to the bathroom, please email us.
Please email us.
And be like, I don't know if I want to share that. Well, guess what? We've shared a lot of stuff. This is a very safe space. Although it's not safe. It's safe for you because we won't share your name. Not safe for us because we share our name and our face and all of our secrets about masturbating in cars.
About everything. Like, great.
Oh, man. All I keep thinking about is we got an email from a lady and she was asking if we could put out an edited version of our podcast. Did you see that?
I did see that.
Because she wants her kids to listen to it, but obviously doesn't want her kids to listen to it, you know? And I get that. And I emailed her back and I was like, you know, I totally understand. I get it. I'm like, we'll brainstorm how we can maybe do something like that. Cause it's like, you know,
wait, was it for our podcast or your vlog?
Oh, it was for the vlog. It was for the vlog. Or was it the podcast? Dude, you guys, I have so many emails coming in from different things. I'm sorry. Regardless, the point is we're talking about me masturbating and I'm thinking like, oh, here's one of those moments. She's going to be listening to it being like, oh man, so close. So close to being able to share this with my kids.
I'm thinking, what children would want to listen to this anyway?
Oh my gosh, none, hopefully. May have been for the vlogs.
All right.
Ignore me. This is why Gina makes sure she goes through our Between the Reps email. So we, you know, because I've got to go. I just have a lot of...
You have more things to do. I have nothing to do.
I have a lot of things to do. And we get more done with Gina controlling the emails. Thank you, baby. Thank you, baby.
Okay. who's most likely to, or it says has old person tendencies. I was going to say me, but after looking at your nightstand, I think it's you.
What are some other old person tendencies? You know what I mean?
I feel like getting mad easily.
No, like because now you made me think about my nightstand.
I feel like an old person tendency would be to fix a doorknob with something that's not a doorknob. Like fixing things around the house with like random things that are laying around the house.
Yeah.
My mom used to do that. We had a door that, and my dad made plenty of money to fix, and we owned a hardware store and we had a door that the doorknob wasn't working. So my mom put a cork. So the empty hole, and then she put a cork in the middle with a nail on it. And that's how you would shut the door and open it.
Oh, that's funny.
You would move the cork into the hole to keep it shut.
I was sitting on the counter the other day and I look over. Yeah, I'm in the kitchen with my parents. I'm looking at the microwave, and my eyes aren't great. And I'm like, "What is that?" I'm just like looking at it, like, "What is that?" There's like something white, and it looks like it's like just stuck to the side of the microwave. And I'm like, "Is that a mat? What is that?" And I go, "Mom, what is that?" My dad, it was rattling, so my dad folded up a piece of paper towel and shoved it in there.
Oh my god, see that
old person, tendencies thing. Always having like
Kleenex in your pocket.
Yep.
Or a candy in your pocket.
Both. Kleenex in your pocket for sure. Makes me so mad when people leave them, and then you do laundry and you're like, what the fuck,
what is this?
They exactly. Leave it and then it's like everywhere in there, like torn up.
Daniel does that with paper towel.
Gosh, yeah.
Paper towels everywhere. I don't know. I can't think of another one.
No, I'm really like,
you guys can think of old person tendencies.
Yeah,
write in.
Honestly, let's start just paying attention to what we do throughout the day and think about more old person tendencies that we have.
More how we're getting older.
Yeah. One, keeping my mail right by my bed.
What'd you say?
Keeping my mail by my bed. I do that because if I put it away, I won't come back to it.
You'll forget about it.
Yeah, because all my stuff's in my room.
Most likely to survive in the woods with just a hatchet? You.
Me.
You. Who gets countless bruises and has no idea why?
You.
Me.
Every time. Oh my god.
Every time.
Gets up in the morning. Oh my gosh, look at this. Where are these from?
Did I fall down the stairs last night?
But then rewind to like a video I've taken of her. We're just hanging out. We've had some drinks and she's at the house and we're doing like
cartwheels
and dancing, or you're on the ground playing with Maggie, just like running into shit, slipping.
And you're like, oh yeah, that's why.
I think this is all where right. You got him.
Okay. Well, I think that's pretty much it. Some of these are kind of weird. Some of these could start a fight.
Oh, do one.
Hold on.
Read it.
I know. Make sure their friends get more fucked up than they do.
No, we're a solidarity thing.
We're solidarity.
We solidarity. We call out solidarity.
Oh. Do we know anybody? This is so funny to me. Uses LOL or OMG when speaking. I don't think, do we know anybody that does that? Maybe LOL.
Dude, LOL. No, we do not. OMG. No, we say, oh my fucking God.
I feel like somebody we know
has done
that.
Ruby?
LOL.
LOL.
Probably.
I'm guessing Ruby just because she's younger. OMFG. TGIF.
Run shirtless. Wait. Who would this be? Who would this be of our friends? Run shirtless to show off body.
Daniel's
feeling himself lately.
I remember when I used to feel myself.
I wish I was feeling myself.
Dude, I was looking at pictures. Yesterday, Colby uploaded a bunch of photos like to our, we have a shared G drive. It was like fun photos and stuff for naked. And I'm like on the toilet going pee and I'm looking through them. And by the end of looking through them, I was just like, wah, wah, wah.
Stop it.
For real, dude. It's so easy to take an unflattering photo of me. And you feel the same way about you.
Oh, same.
I sit there and I'm just thinking like,
it's impossible to get a flattering one of me.
I'm just like, oh, well, fuck. That's me, I guess.
This is who I am.
Better be more funny.
All right, guys. Well, we're going to wrap it up. Brooke's got stuff to do. I have to wash my hair. Super Bowl Sunday today.
Yeah, I have a couple questions, and then we're done. This one is how well do you know me question. Okay. What did we do?
About you?
This is for people in relationships.
You have a way better memory than me.
What did we do for our first date?
We went shopping.
Yep. That's how we fell in love.
We went shopping and neither one of us liked shopping. And we realized it within the first 10 minutes. And then we went and got cookies.
Yep.
And tried on some lipstick.
Sure. Shared mini cookies.
And you tried on all that lipstick, and every time you'd wipe it off, you said, oh my God, does it look like I just sucked so many dicks?
Maybe that's the moment you were like, this is long term. Like, this is end game. Is that what people say?
This is end game. This is my girl right here.
What is my biggest pet peeve? I feel like we have a lot of them, but.
You do. Loud chewing?
Yeah, for sure.
Bad smell?
Yep. Whistling?
Oh, whistling. That's what I was trying to think of what it was. Whistling.
Dude. I don't really know. You're so easygoing. There's things that bother you. Like Daniel leaving stuff in your car for longer than like a day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Always. Clutter. I hate clutter.
Yeah.
Brooke's so sweet when she comes and stays at my house. She always goes, I feel so bad. My stuff's everywhere. I'm like, it's okay.
No, dude.
So
it's
keeps everything in her.
Trying to like.
Suitcase.
Yeah. But it's like, I'm there for a while and I have all my shit. It's like, hi, do you have space for me? Oh, I'm literally moving in, but not putting anything in a drawer.
You're so conscious of it.
Oh, here we go. I don't even know the answer to this. What is something that I would never admit to anyone else?
I feel like you admit everything.
Lately. Lately, I do. It's easier. It's easier just to admit it. And you do it first.
I think that you're such an open book that I can't think of anything that you wouldn't admit.
Oh, here's a good one. Here's a good one.
Okay.
What are three things that I like most about you?
Oh, geez.
I tell you this all the time.
that makes me feel worse because I don't know.
Here, honestly, it's hard. Some of these questions are kind of hard to answer. I'll just say, I'm just going to tell you. Here's a few of my favorite things about Gina. One, I love that every time, this is genuine. It's like every time I'm weird, like I'm in like a weird mood, right? And I get a little, like this might even be something, this is something that I don't show to everybody. And when it starts to happen and I'm trying to control it, Gina sees it. And here's the thing that I love the most is like, she does it too. It's like, if I'm getting weird, Gina is also getting weird. Like it gets, and then we feed off each other's weirdness and it gets really weird.
Weird.
So weird.
You do say that to me. You're like, I love that when I just get weird, you just get weird with me.
Yeah. It's like, you get weirder.
It's usually in the morning when we're getting ready or something.
Or it's like, because it's usually with like something's coming. You know what? And you know what brings it on sometimes? It's like feeling a little insecure about how I look. And then it's just
a little anxiety. Like
I get a little bit anxious. And probably, you guys, so many times this has happened and will continue to happen is like no actual words are even spoken between the two of us. It's just facial expressions and sounds. And sometimes it like morphs into like a scat sesh. And then I usually like have like a
like a dick.
I'm shorting out. Oh my god.
He walks in and he's like, what the fuck is happening here?
I even love when you want me to be uglier.
I love that. That's one of my loves for you, is that when I want you to be uglier, you'll do it.
I do it 100%.
Like the weirdness, yeah. You get real ugly for me.
I got reminded the other night that I did my ugly walk for a couple friends at your house not too long ago. I was like, oh shit, I forgot I did that. I was drunk. You guys,
good.
To give you like a little visual, and then we'll end this, visual of like what the ugly walk is. Have you ever seen that meme of the cat that gets scared and goes up
and jumps up and jumps like up on its hind leg? But you'll do it naked. And it's the best thing ever.
I just do it for Gina. It's my butt tucked under. It's like not flattering at all. It's awful. And Gina loves it. And so like randomly, I'll have Devin video me and I'll do it and send the video to Gina to make her laugh.
Or we'll be together and I'm just sitting there and all of a sudden you'll come out of the bathroom and with your hair wrapped up in a towel, running back and forth.
It's true.
A little gremlin. And I just sit in bed like, yay! Good job.
Fuck you do. You just laughing like, yeah, do it uglier. It's like I'm a jester. What did I say? Gesture the other day. I'm a jester. You're like, what?
Hey, I'm a jester.
I'm a jester.
Yeah, no. No, we're totally smart.
I'm a jester for her. And I love it.
I gotta say at least one thing about you. What I really love about Brooke is that when we met, there's a certain side of us that has this very extremely dark humor that's so inappropriate that's probably something that there are probably things that we have said that we would probably not admit on this.
Yes.
Because they're dark. and in inappropriate situations, just trying to make light of something and just saying something really inappropriate And that's something that you've always gotten, and we've always just died laughing over. And I'm like, oh, okay, she gets me. Okay.
And so many,
so many times,
like, me and Gina have been expressing that side of ourselves with each other around friends of ours that, you know, we're not doing it with them, but they're there and they hear it and they're like, oh my God, like, oh my appalled God. Like, a little bit. And we're like, oh my God, it was a joke. We're joking. This is how we deal with stress. Don't listen to us. Stop eavesdropping.
Yeah. It's your fault for listening.
Yeah. You don't laughed. You laughed. You're going to hell too.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I love you.
All right, guys. Well, this was fun.
I know. I'm driving home to you tomorrow.
Yay.
And we'll hang and work out. We got to work out.
Yeah, work out. Podcast, hang out, do some ugly dancing.
Mm-hmm. Maybe get
some laughs.
Yeah.
Do a Instagram live.
Yeah.
BTR. Woo!
Well, maybe a Yuck Yuck Sunday Instagram live.
Oh. Yes.
Dude, oh my gosh, you guys, what if we did a Zoom call?
Oh.
Yuck Yuck Sunday. And people will announce it through our Instagram page. So you got to go follow our Instagram page. And we'll do a Zoom call Yuck Yuck Sunday. And we'll announce it through Instagram. And we'll put it together so we can send out like the link to it or whatever. However Daniel does it, we'll figure it out. Because we'll send it out through the BTR email. And then we could all hang out for a little bit on Yuck Yuck Sunday.
Oh my God,
you have to wear your best Yuck Yuck outfit.
You have to wear your best yuck outfit, and you have to be drinking rosé.
Yes. And if you're like, I don't drink, then all you have to do is drink something that is the color of rosé.
Something that is the color, yes.
Yeah. Sweet. We're doing it.
That's true. I didn't think about that. Me being an asshole.
You have to be
an alcoholic just like us.
Oh my God. Okay, last thing. This is also something that's my favorite thing that you've said, and my parents also, my dad says it all the time now. Some people call it alcoholism. I call it getting sleepy. You guys, we were just having a nightcap at my parents' house.
I think we talked about it.
Did we?
On this.
God, so funny.
I think so, yeah.
We need to make t-shirts. Or even like bathroom towels. I don't know. Floor mats. Be more funny.
Be more funny. I like it.
On the shower.
All right, guys. Well, okay. Thank you for listening.
Yeah.
And don't forget to rate, review,
subscribe, 5-star rating. 5-star
warning.
You've been warned for the next one.
Yeah. And we'll talk to you guys next week.
Yep.
Bye. Bye.